Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, MLB.com. He covers the Pittsburgh Pirates. Noted Florida alum Adam Barry joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Colony is out. Jeff Hathorn is in for him. He's a noted Ohio State man. Adam, has Ohio State ever played Florida, maybe in Glendale, Arizona?
Here we go. All right.
I think I would rather hear this answer from Mr. Hathorn.
I don't recall.
It rings a bell. I think so.
It depends on the definition of is.
Yes.
I don't remember one.
Maybe early in 2007. Anyway, we talk Pirates. Adam, right now these seven games in front of the Pittsburgh homestand right out of the chute, it can't be overstated the importance of it, can it?
No, just this next stretch here where they have seven at home against the Brewers and the Cardinals, and then they go out west to play the Rockies. Giants and Padres, it's huge. The seven games coming up are the most important, obviously, because they're within the division. You know, it's basically how you're going to set the tone for that sort of 10-day stretch before the trade deadline. You know, if they're within striking distance of the Brewers, you know, heading into that, it's really going to complicate their decision-making process at the deadline, which I think is complicated enough as it is right now, just given the state of the division, the state of the trade market, which nobody really seems to have a good feel for right now. And, you know, just kind of the Pirates sort of up and down, you know, not really declaring themselves in any way season, especially with Starling Marte about to come back. So, yeah, it's critical in pretty much every way. So, going to have to come out in the second half pretty much guns blazing.
And it's amazing, too, because it's one of those things where Neil Huntington right now literally is writing two scripts. You know, if we're in it, this is what we plan on doing, and we'll see. And if we're not, this is probably what we're going to do as well. Where's Andrew McCutchen on both those scripts in your eyes?
Yeah, I think so much of his situation depends on the market, I think, more so than maybe where they are. Because, you know, you can make the argument that, all right, let's say they're not in it, you know, coming into the deadline. But based on what he's shown the last month plus, this could still be a very impactful player in 2018, and they have him under club control for that season. So if the right deal is out there, you can still swing it and say, all right, well, whatever we get back is going to help us in 2018 as well. You know, but if you are in it, you know, I think you pretty much have to keep him at that point. But just because you're out of it doesn't mean you have to deal him heading into the deadline if the deal's not there, especially if he comes out hot, still producing the way he was before the break. And, you know, I'm just the one thing I heard so much at the All-Star game down there in Miami is just that what is the market for position players heading into the trade deadline? You know, contenders need pitching. You know, they want bench bats. But, you know, even with everybody essentially still in the AL wild card race right now, is anybody going to go out and give up what it takes in prospects to get somebody as valuable as Andrew McCutchen at this point? And I don't know if the answer is out there right now. You know, it might take an injury within the next, 10 days to 2 weeks to sort of clarify his market, if it exists.
Adam, must the Pirates add something to catch the Brewers?
Yeah, I think they would have to at this point. You know, if that is the goal, I think, you know, even if it's not a significant piece, you have to add something in the bullpen. You know, maybe you need a Jay Happ, an Ivan Nova type veteran starter, you know, that can bounce back and reestablish his value in the back of the rotation, you know, unless you think Tyler Glasnow or Steven Brault is ready to come up and solidify that spot, or if you think Chad Kuhl showed enough at the end of the first half to guarantee that. But I think if they're going to contend, I don't see a way they could do it without sort of helping out the bullpen, even if it was the kind of trade they pulled with Melanson last year, where you don't know if you're getting better, but you know, you're at least not hurting yourself in the short term and helping yourself in the long run, you know, trading an expiring contract like a Juan Nicasio and getting a good young reliever in his place, just to sort of to shift that group up a little bit, because obviously they had trouble not so much in the late innings with Nicasio and Rivero, but the middle relief, position was just a little bit too shaky, especially as you get sort of down the stretch with these young starters where you don't know if they're all going to be pitching deep into games. You know, you essentially need to get into a spot where you're going to shut the game down in the sixth or seventh inning, like they did for the most part from 2013 to 15.
Adam, I'm going to predict at some point Sunday during his meeting with the media, Neil Huntington is going to use the phrase that getting Starling Marte back is like adding at the trade deadline. what do you think that Marte can and will add to this team?
That is 100% correct, by the way. That's definitely going to happen. And Josh Harrison actually did it at the All-Star game, so he got a jump on that.
Oh,
he went out
nice.
And said, you know,
he's
who
a
else
veteran.
Is going to add an He said, who else is going to add an all-star outfielder and give up nothing at the trade deadline? And it's true. You can't really take that away from him. They are about to add a very talented player back. But, yeah, there's going to be questions as far as what he can present. I think, you know, the defense is going to be good in left field. That's going to be a huge upgrade. It's going to put, you know, John Jaso and Adam Frazier and all these guys back in their regular roles. But where does he fit in this lineup right now? You know, what kind of hitter are you getting back? And you know, how much is the pressure to sort of prove that what he did before in his career was real? How much does that affect him? And I think that's going to be probably the most interesting thing, along with all this trade deadline stuff that we see over the next couple of weeks, is what does he look like? How does that affect their evaluation of, you know, not only this the rest of this season, but going forward? You know, is he your number two, number three hitting center fielder in 2018 and 19? Or, you know, where exactly does he fit on this team? So he's got a lot to prove, and the Pirates have a lot of decisions and evaluations to make, you know, about him.
Adam Berry covers the Pirates, MLB.com. He talks to us just about every Thursday. Get away from this current team right now for a minute. You covered the All-Star game and the festivities and everything down there. Do you ever stop and think in the throes of covering these Pirates, all these years later, the impact Roberto Clemente still has over not just the Pirates but baseball?
No, it's incredible. I mean, you guys saw that moment before the game, you know, the first pitch, the Clemente family's out there, and they're essentially sort of like that, you know, it's baseball royalty in a way, you know, to see the respect and the reverence that everybody has for Vera and Roberto and, you know, his kids and everything they've been involved with. And that was sort of a thrust of this All-Star game was the Latino community in Miami. And, you know, I thought that first pitch moment was great on the field, and so much of it is centered around Clemente. And I thought that was a really nice moment to honor them and the way that they did it. You know, baseball's Latin American presence is so significant, and the players that we saw, and you know, the joy with which they play the game. You know, we saw it in the game itself, which was so much fun, and part of why it was fun that the game didn't matter. And so much of that goes back to Clemente and the attitude that he had, and the respect, but also the love of the game that he had. And I think it's still reflected through generations to the point that we are now.
Now, Adam, Clint Hurdle and his contract, I know they're going to maybe pick the option up, but guys maybe don't like going in without having two-year buffers. Do they plan on bringing him back? Do they plan on signing him, extending him, or are they going to make him just play this one out and then make a decision?
Incredibly, there has still been no word on any of that as we head into the second half of the season. You know, the most we've heard really from Pirates management is when Bob Nutting said in spring training it wasn't a top-of-mind issue for him. Frank Coonley told me in spring training that, you know, as long as they want to stay, they'll be able to stay. But, you know, here we are in you know, July, and still no decision has been made officially about Clint or Neil Huntington. Clint was asked about it in Chicago. I wasn't there just before the break, but, you know, he said he hasn't had any conversations about it. He's not too worried about it right now. But I think it's going to become a much more prominent topic of conversation, especially as you head into the deadline with a GM who doesn't have a contract picked up for next season. You know, when you head into the late season with a manager who doesn't have a contract picked up for next season, you know, we talk about the future of the Pirates with Andrew McCutchen and their roster. What is the future of Pirates management right now? Because as of this point, we do not have an answer, which I think that's going to start getting a lot louder, especially if they fall out of the mix here before the deadline. I think those questions are going to become a lot more prominent.
Adam, I am the move Chad Kuhl to the bullpen and either get a starter or bring up Brault to the rotation. Is that an option for this team?
I think it's an option, but they haven't shown a whole lot of interest in doing it thus far. You know, you do wonder if this is a team that makes decisions, as I've said before, essentially at quarter marks of the season, you know, a quarter of the way through and halfway. You wonder if they've, you know, they're maybe going to assess what Brault has done in AAA, you know, see where Tyler Glass now is at, and, you know, determine whether Chad Kuhl still does fit best in the rotation or the bullpen. Because you'd think if they were going to make that move, if they were convinced this was the right time for it, they probably would have done it, you know, at some point where you're sort of struggling to get deep into games there. And the problem is also that if you're trying to contend and, you know, you've already had some sort of holes in the bullpen before, moving a starter who can't pitch back-to-back days, might only be able to pitch, you know, every third day, you can't warm him up without sitting him down the next day, it presents just sort of a lot of questions. And they still do like his stuff, as I've said a lot. You know, they like the fastball. They like the, you know, the pitchability and the competitiveness that he's shown. I don't see them, you know, moving him into there coming out of the break. Maybe, you know, if it gets into September or something, or, you know, rosters expand, or Stephen Brault just makes an argument for himself that he can't stay down in AAA. or, you know, if Trevor Williams maybe falls off a little bit in the second half, I think then maybe you can move around the rotation a little bit. But, you know, they like Cool. They haven't shown any inclination to move him into the bullpen yet. So I don't think there's any reason to believe that they're going to do that anytime soon.
Adam Berry, MLB.com. Adam, thanks. We'll chat soon.
I just have one question for Jeff. Do you know if Ohio State's played Florida in basketball in any championships either? I was just wondering if that's... If that's come up anytime recently.
Go enjoy your baseball championship. You're a baseball school.
Oh, man.
Harsh, but thank you.
Yeah.
There he goes. Oh, there he goes. He got you.
It's better than talking to Nesbitt because Nesbitt went somewhere worse.
Michigan.
Yes.
That school up north. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.